السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, it is a sad day indeed wherein we all know that we have just lost a scholar of Islam, a very knowledgeable, hard-working scholar who has credentials that are very great, and at the same time he has quietly served the Ummah, more so the Muslim communities within South Africa. Mawlana Mufti Taha Karan Rahmatullahi Alayh passed away in the early hours of this morning. And it's very important for us to make mention of the fact that every one of us should be feeling the loss when a scholar passes away. Come what may, no matter what differences he may have had with others or others may have had with him, he was a scholar with credentials that were recognized, a man of note, wise, great etiquette, solid character conduct. He had the asanid and the chains of narrators for the knowledge he could prove went back to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times we don't realize who is in our midst until we lose them. Then we begin to say, oh, I didn't know. Too late. My brothers and sisters, mawtul alimi thalmatun la tusaddu. The death of a true scholar of Islam is a gap that's created that won't be filled exactly as it was. And why we say this is because as much as there are many scholars in our midst, we need to know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us one of the signs of the hour is that knowledge will be snatched away because people won't appreciate the knowledge. They won't want to know. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had a habit. No matter what was told to them, they said, "Sami'na wa ata'na." Immediately they said, "We have heard, we have obeyed." Imagine if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to us now and told us, alcohol is prohibited, pornography is prohibited, gambling is prohibited, riba is prohibited. Many from amongst us who fulfill salah 5 times a day or more would have an issue with him and disagree. Na'udhu billah. We would say, hey, but you know, it's like this and it's like that, and there's something this way and that way. That is why we are not sahaba. That is why we are not companions. The companions were those whom, when they had a little bit of alcohol coming into their mouths, they would spit it out, and they have spat it out. As soon as a messenger came to them telling them that the Prophet ﷺ said this, without initial verification, what did they lose by spitting it out? Today, when people tell you, be careful, this is not certified halal, we'll say it's okay. As it is, they have disputes amongst them. I am just going to chow. That's the word. I'm just going to eat. May Allah forgive us. You want companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the akhirah? Yes, I want too. How do you achieve it? At least discipline yourself. At least fulfill what instructions Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, and respect those who are known as warathatul anbiya, whether you disagree with them or not. You watch the scholars. Watch the scholars. Look at them. You will find a distinct difference between those who have sound character and conduct together with their knowledge and those who don't. Many a times it's got to do with whether they have a mentor or not. And if the mentor happens to be a father or a family member, you will notice a distinct difference, a cut above the rest, by the will of Allah. Not in all cases, but in most cases. When an alim has great character, he becomes a mentor. When he has a beautiful way of speaking, he becomes a leader for the ummah. And there is hope for the ummah. But when the ulama have lost their character, their conduct, they abuse with their tongues those whom they differ with, it's a sign of the hour. It's a sign of the hour. You are carrying something more valuable than anything. You have a whole lot of diamonds and gold. You don't need to swear anyone else whom perhaps might not have the same diamonds and gold. You just need to know you have it, and you need to market it in the correct way with the best of words. May Allah grant us a good tongue. What was the point of those who swore and yelled at others? A day will come when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What answer are we going to give? Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and grant us goodness. Learn a lesson, my brothers, my sisters. character and conduct is what you will earn Jannah through, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over and above your iman and your acts of worship. But if you have iman and acts of worship and you have no character and conduct, you have lost all those acts of worship to someone else, because you are going to pay them with those deeds as a payment on the day of Qiyamah for having wronged them, backbitten about them, abused them. Where did Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam call another man from amongst those who utter the shahada? A dog or a cow or a pig or anything else. But we have people in our midst with huge beards who will never miss the tahajjud, who call others dogs and pigs and cows and cattle, and they make it as though they are justified to do that. It's a sign of piety. Never ever. We are not embarrassed to say it's not a sign of piety. It's a sign of shaitan's trap having entrapped you. Which sahabi called another sahabi an animal or a reverend or whatever else it may be, a pundit? Why use such cheap words when we have the knowledge of Allah that we need to disseminate? Who are you and what do you think you're doing? It's enough, my brothers and sisters. We will never ever let that happen to us, because we know. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are indeed upon the highest level of character. خَيْرُكُمْ أَوْ خِيَارُكُمْ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Never. The Prophet ﷺ has said, indeed the best from amongst you are those with best character. And this is why you have some people with a lot of knowledge and information about the deen, but they don't have the wisdom to spread it. Allah did not choose them to spread goodness, but chose them to spread fitna because of their arrogance, because of their pomp, because of them feeling they are better than others. Allah chose them to do the opposite, but they are knowledgeable. They have knowledge. It's a lot of information. How do you pick it up? No wisdom, no character, no conduct. They don't respect those whom they differ with. If I differ with you, surely I should be able to reach out to you in the most beautiful way to explain the difference, so that my aim is for you to come on board. Or maybe I'm wrong. The aim would be for me to correct myself. But no, I can never be wrong. I have a beard longer than yours. How can I be wrong? No ways. I'm older than you. I can never be wrong. Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tik fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya. Oh my father, knowledge has come to me that did not come to you. Follow me, I'll guide you in the right way. Ibrahim alayhi salam guided his father, who was double his age or more. At a certain point, subhanallah, did he speak with disrespect? Did he not use the greatest of character, conduct and wisdom? Yet he was a Nabi of Allah sent to his own father and the community. They did not accept, but he did not lose his ways. Did he say, oh my father, you're a dog. Oh my father, you're an animal, you're a pig. No way, never ever. I learn a lesson from the death of Maulana Taha. He stood for something. He knew what he was standing for. He was backed up totally by knowledge, and he presented it with great wisdom. He never ever turned to the side to respond to the naysayers, not once. He never ever bothered about those who swore him. May Allah grant me and you and all of us the strength. He never ever wasted time. He used to say, we have more important things to do. Here he is already presenting his deeds in front of Allah. And where were we? We swore him, we shouted at him, we mocked at him, we made a joke of him, we laughed at him, we printed pamphlets about him, and what did we achieve? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Where is he for us to go and seek forgiveness from him, to say, you know what, you were actually right, we were wrong. Or you were right on five things, we were right on the other five, but we were not justified to call you the dirtiest names. Allah blessed you with a Friday. Allah blessed you with such a blessed death. My brothers and sisters, we need to know the ummah is bleeding. The pandemic is real. And by all means, we will differ as to how to deal with it. No problem. But that's your brother. Love him with the difference. That's another scholar. Respect him, even though you may respectfully disagree and you may strongly disagree. No problem. He is a scholar. He is a man of Allah. You don't know his relationship with Allah. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Indeed, the most honored from amongst you are those who have taqwa, closeness with Allah. Who knows that? Only Allah knows that. Be careful, my brothers, my sisters. You might lose your akhirah just because you spoke about someone you did not know was close to Allah but might have made a mistake. So what? Mistakes are permissible. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O Allah, O our Rabb, do not hold against us our forgetfulness and our errors. Allah says, no problem, I did that. That's okay. I will not hold against you your forgetfulness and your errors. What about us? If he made a mistake, we purposely, without making a mistake, swore back, insulted back, said the most demeaning things for a man who is today sitting very calm and so beautifully and amazingly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us such a good death. May Allah Almighty bless us. Remember, I'm mentioning this because it's my duty to let you know, don't mess your tongue, please. Don't ever mess your tongue about someone else. You have a life, you have family, you have a Jannah to go to. You want your salah to be accepted. Guard your tongue. That's the most important thing. Respect people. You will find those with character and conduct are the true mentors that you are supposed to follow. How can a sheikh be your sheikh when he himself needs help because his heart is filled with hatred and jealousy and malice? He is no sheikh. He's actually someone who needs help himself. No matter what he comes to you with. Remember this. So if you have someone you're looking up to, remember they are no longer the level that they used to be in this ummah some time back. They would also make mistakes. I will make mistakes. I make them every day. It's up to you to identify, this is a blunder, excuse him. If I get a chance, I'll tell him. If not, at least there's a lot of other things I've benefited from. Alhamdulillah, that is the ummah. My brothers, my sisters, we are one. We are one. We love each other even if we differ with a few matters. No problem. And this is why I want to mention the hadith that I started off speaking about. The Prophet ﷺ says a sign of Qiyamah is that knowledge will disappear. But how will he take it away? He won't just cause it to disappear like that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْتَزِعُ الْعِلْمَ انْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَكِنْ يَنْتَزِعُهُ بِمَوْتِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah will not just snatch the knowledge away like that. When people turn away and people are no longer interested, Allah says, we take the scholars away. You didn't appreciate the knowledge. We start off taking knowledge by taking the scholars away one by one by one. And you find the caliber that is left no longer scholars. May Allah grant us at least an entry into being a student of knowledge to begin with. Hatta idha lam yabqa alima. There will come a time when there will not be a single true scholar remaining. Ittakhadha an-nasu ru'usan juhala fasu'ilu faftaw bighayri ilmin fadallu wa adallu. There will come a time when the people will consider someone who knows nothing as their leader, someone who doesn't even discipline them, someone who doesn't teach them the knowledge of Allah and His Rasul. They consider him a massive scholar. And what will happen? They will ask, they will receive an answer wrongly. So this person is misguided and they will misguide others. That's a sign of Qiyamah. So I want to tell you as I end these few minutes of a short talk to say, my brothers and sisters, appreciate the scholars around you. Appreciate them. Don't badmouth them. When you badmouth them, you have lost the coming generation, because they will not just badmouth them, they will beat them up and they might even do more than that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Learn to teach your children to respect a scholar, no matter who he is and what side he is on. Learn that, because this is the deen of Allah. We are carrying some goodness. Who knows, tomorrow in the eyes of Allah, you might find out you were all wrong and that one person was actually right. Then what? Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Do you care about your akhirah? Do you really believe that there is a day when Allah is going to question you? Do you really believe there is a day you're going to stand in front of Allah? If that's the case, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhiri falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. Whoever truly believes in Allah and the last day and the accounts and standing in front of Allah and giving the deeds should either say that which is beneficial or remain silent. May Allah grant our marhum Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah make it easy. May Allah make it easy for his family. May Allah protect us all and help us to fulfill the duties of those who have passed away. We make dua. we ask Allah, we change our lives, we benefit from whatever has been left behind. There is great work that was done by Mawlana Taha. Go and check it out. Go and see, go and search. You will find some of the things he has done, nobody else has actually done. You might wonder, what is it? I'm not going to tell you right here, right now. You must know, you must learn, you must appreciate. And that is when we will really understand who are the scholars of Allah. Who are the scholars of this deen of Allah? And then again, we all need to develop our character, conduct. Whether you're a scholar or you're whatever else you may be, just a normal human being, develop your akhlaq. Develop your akhlaq. And if you are teaching others the deen, learn a little bit of wisdom. Talk to people with utmost respect. Respect even your enemy, because tomorrow he will be your brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. أقول قولي هذا. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.